What is the purpose of all of you dedicating your life trying to spread the message of the Gita? In the name of religion, already there are so many problems. Why are you adding to those problems? Spirituality is so confusing, religion is so confusing. Just let people do whatever they want to do. One life member approached Prabhupada, and Prabhupada asked him, "What do you think is the most important verse of the Bhagavad Gita?" And the gentleman said, "When Krishna says in the 18th chapter to Arjuna, 'Yathechasi tathasuru,' my dear Arjuna, do what you want. That is the essence of Hinduism. Do what you feel like doing." So many times people feel this. Now what is all that spirituality? How is it going to be relevant? One person was arguing with me, "You wasted one seat in IIT. You know, you studied and then gave up everything. One person could have done a job and taken care of family. You have wasted all of that. What is this?" And he was arguing and he was not willing to listen to me. Finally, I gave him prasad and then he said, "No problem, he's gone for Krishna." So people can many times understand what is the Hare Krishna movement. Like I was telling one of my friends when I was in college that you should take to this Krishna consciousness, this chant Hare Krishna. He would only chant one round. He never went beyond one round. And we had a rule in college that we would go and give prasad to anyone who was chanting at least one round. So he knew that rule. So he made sure that he chanted at least one round. And he made sure that he got his prasad. So then a couple of years back when I was in Laguna Beach, I saw him. He was dancing in kirtan. He looked familiar. And he came up to me and said, "You recognize me?" I said, "Yeah, I can. I think I recognize you, but I'm not sure." And he said, "You used to come to my room in IIT, 1992. I said, "I think I remember." And he said, "One round." I said, "Yeah, I cannot forget that." And then he looked blissfully at a country, Mala, Tilak, everything. And I said, "What happened? What's your story?" And he said, "He used to always tell me material world is a miserable place. I never believed you. I thought this fellow has never gone to America, so he's saying that. Once I go there, everything will be alright." So I came to the US and there I found, you know, I did my MS and MS was pretty miserable. So I thought, let me join PhD. So PhD was most miserable, more miserable. When I started doing a job, it was most miserable. You know? So I was trying out different things, material world is miserable or not. When I got married, all my doubts were clear. When I realized that I have everything, I have a job, I have a family, I have kids, but life is still not satisfying. There is something, you know, like a gap. So I remember the Gita you had given me, because the Gita started reading it. And then looked for the nearest temple and came here. Met the devotees. And now after so many years, all those things made sense to me. And last year I got initiated by, you know, one of the gurus in ISKCON, and my name is, you know, so and so, and I'm initiated. So I said, congratulations. So I said, sometimes prasadam takes 15 years to digest. So therefore you can never say, where a person will get transformed, but keep giving. So therefore, what is the meaning of happiness? So I say you may not believe in religion, you may not believe in spirituality. That cannot be an issue for you. But is health an issue or not? So when you are preaching to your friends, it can be a very, you know, nice presentation for new people. This presentation is designed for new people and you could approach them. So they may think, you are going to teach them religion, they may think you have come to teach a Gita, they may think you have come to brainwash me. That's one of the fear people have about this con. You guys brainwash us. Someone told Prabhupada that, you know, you are all trying to brainwash. Prabhupada said, for brainwashing you must first have a brain. So you don't know the difference between body and soul. So where is the question of brainwashing? You are brain giving. But they're actually giving the brain. One time there was a court case against ISKCON. ISKCON is a cult. So Prabhupada told his devotees that we must defend the case. So the devotees said, Prabhupada, this was in New York, we don't have enough money to pay the lawyers. Prabhupada will forget the lawyers. Get Srimad Bhagavatam said in the court. And the temple president, you take this first canto, first chapter, first verse, and in front of the judge, explain the purport. Let them know it is not a cult, it is coming from Krishna. Janma Vyakriyata. Explain the whole verse elaborately, 1 or 2 hours. Then the judge will say, okay, but still it's not very clear. So then go to the next verse next day. Then there will be further arguments, go to the third verse. In this way, you convert the fourth case into Bhagavatam class. So after a week of doing this, the judge asked, how much more evidence do you have? And he showed the whole Bhagavatam class. He called up one of his friends in Harvard Divinity School and said, hey, what do you think about the Krishnas? And they said, well, I think they are authentic because I have read Swami Prabhupada's books and they look pretty good. You know, he had received a check from someone in library party. So he was a PhD professor in Harvard Divinity School and he liked it. He just gave a recommendation. It's very good, Hare Krishna, they're very good. And the next day he gives his ruling in the court. Hare Krishna is a bona fide. Hare Krishna is not a cult. It is a bona fide religion. So you may give a book to someone, you don't know who he is, but there's an effect on him. So therefore, I say that, okay, religion may not be an issue for you, but is health an issue? So as Kali Yuga goes ahead with passing years, We are 5,000 years into Kali Yuga. As years pass by, people become more and more gross. So therefore, many times it becomes difficult for them to understand subtle subjects. So definitely everyone is concerned about health. So you can say that if you are concerned about health, and health means a complete balance between body, mind and spirit. So therefore, we recommend that you understand what good health is. So then I say that disease-free body means healthy, and disease-free mind is happy. So what is healthy? Disease-free body. So what is happy? Disease-free mind. So are you interested in being disease-free? So that's the question. So how to be disease-free in mind? That's the main idea. So therefore, all of these discussions are based on how to make the mind free from disease. So when your body has a certain pain, you know where to go, a hospital. You know whom to approach, a doctor. When the mind is diseased, you know where to go. So many people may go to psychiatrists. But they don't know that maximum suicide is committed by psychiatrists. Because they keep hearing from their patient, I want to commit suicide, I want to commit suicide, suicide, suicide. They think like no good, right? I was in Boston, I was taking a tour, and there I saw a board on top of a shop, dog psychiatrist. I said, what is this? Psychiatrist for dog? I said, yeah, I mean, normally dogs are normal, but by associating with human beings, they will be. That's American. So, the question is, if there is a problem in the mind, where do you go? If you want to cure the mind, where do you go? So therefore, the hospital for curing the mind is the temple. Therefore, the temple in Hindi is called what? Mandir. Why is it called Mandir? Have you ever thought? You take your body also there, right? So nobody calls it Tandir. You take your tan also. But why do you call it Mandir? Because the item which is actually offered is the mind. So therefore it is a hospital. So you need a hospital, and within the hospital, what do you expect? You don't expect a gym inside a hospital. What do you expect? A doctor. So what are the doctors? The devotees. Then what do the doctors do? Give medicine. What is the medicine? Mantra. Holy name. Right? And then what else is there? Diet. That is prasadam. So therefore, people may think, we are not interested in religion, we are not interested in spiritual, we are secular, we are this, we are that. I said, okay, forget it. Here we are discussing health. We are very, very practical people. We deal only with. So you come to a hospital. Right? We are three specialists, Elena, Sanjay and Sivadana. Between the three of them, they can cure all types of diseases. Mental. Don't worry. So therefore, the temple is a unique place, because when you go to a milk booth, you know what you want to buy. What do you want to buy? You go to a vegetable store, you know what to buy. What? When you go to a petrol pump, what do you buy? Petrol. So you know, you ask the attendant, please put petrol. When you go to a petrol pump, you don't say, where is milk? When you go to a petrol pump, you know what you're looking for. When someone goes to the Pan Bidi cigarette shop, you know what he's looking for. You don't go and ask him, can you solve this trigonometry problem? Because there he's dealing only with Pan Bidi and cigarette. You go to a restaurant, then you ask for, you know, idli vada dosa, whatever. So different places you go, you know what to ask for. There is only one place where you go and you don't know what to ask and what is obtained there. That is temple. So people come to a temple are confused. What is the product offered here? Right? You go inside a cinema theater, so you know what is going to come. It is cinema. Is it not? So like that, the temple is the most confusing place because you don't know what to get. I was in a Kumbh Mela 2001 and they put up a stall saying Purna Prashna Purna Uttar. You know, perfect question, perfect answer. One guy came up to me, the first question he asked, Uttar free mein kya? And he did like that, and 15 friends came. So free mein aja. That's one big issue in India. If you offer free, everyone is very happy. So if you have one fellow put his hand out, mera IAS mein ho jayega kya? Mera shaadi nahi ho raha. Another person was asking that, so many questions. One fellow was so desperate, he said, I was taking a bath in Pandam and I left my wallet outside. When I came out, wallet was missing. Can you tell me where it is? I said, this is Sadhu Sangh, not police station. You should know what to ask where. So come to devotees who are discussing Gita, you can't be asking where is my wallet. Like you can't go to a police station and ask who am I. They tell you, come in, we'll show you who am I. So where to ask what question? That is the important thing. So when you come to a temple, what question to ask? So therefore, who comes to the temple and why one comes to the temple? Like you go to a hospital because the main product offered in the hospital is the medicine and the doctor. In the corner of the hospital there will also be a juice bar and maybe a snack shop. But that's not why you go to the hospital. You don't have an Apollo hospital to drink Musambi juice. Apollo hospital, Musambi juice, nobody understands. Why do you go? Because the medicine and the treatment and the surgery or whatever. So like that, what is obtained in a temple is treatment for the diseases of the mind. And therefore, it's very important for us to understand that there is a process of curing the disease, and that's what we are teaching. So this is a very nice way of, you know, making the whole Krishna consciousness movement relevant to the so-called secular population of Kali Yuga. And you can tell your friends like this. And it is a non-threatening way of introducing Krishna consciousness. Because this is something which everyone agrees upon. Yeah, I need to be healthy. So therefore some people ask me, what is your profile? Who are you? I said, I'm a Vedic psychiatrist. So, that's interesting. Why is your hairstyle different? I said, it keeps our head cool. We can think better about solutions to your problems. Oh yeah, yeah. Keep it like that. Jai Jagannath Balde Subhadra Mai. So therefore, if you understand that everyone is looking for happiness, but no one really understands the exact definition of happiness. So happiness is disease-free mind. So disease-free body is called healthy and disease-free mind is called happiness. So there are six ways in which you can actually attain the state of happiness. It's called the escape formula, E-S-C-A-P-E. So first is E, E for expectations. Expectations. So everyone has certain expectations. Stress is defined as a gap between expectation and reality. So, what is the meaning of expectations? So when we have expectations, our ability to fulfill those expectations is limited. And when we are unable to fulfill those expectations, we become fully stressed out. And therefore, a person feels morose and anxiety. the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says to Arjuna, Vepatusya sarire me roma harsasya jayate, dandiva pramsate hastat, tokcheva paryate. That my hairs are standing on end, my limbs are trembling, I am unable to control my mind and senses. Bhukta bhoga parityakta drishta tocha nityada, na ishvarasya ashubham datte sumer mahini sitatya chakrabhanam says. When a person tries to fulfill the desires of his senses, bhukta bhoga, then he experiences great misery. And then when he undergoes an experience of misery, he comes to the conclusion, this material world is a place which one must give up. When you put your hand in fire, you realize, I have to take my hand out. So pain is good or bad? That is the question. Most people answer pain is bad. But then I say pain is good because when there is pain, you realize something is wrong. So when you put your hand in fire, you experience pain and you know that this is not the place for the hand inside the fire. And so immediately you eject out. So similarly, samsara dava nalalila loka pranaya karanya dhananya. Person experiences pain in his efforts to enjoy. As soon as the pain is there, he must realize, I must get out. And then he must actually change the direction of his life. So therefore, when we have material expectations, material desires, when they are not fulfilled, one becomes miserable. I was explaining the other day in Pune. So all of us have desires connected with 8 items. Atmajaya sukagara pashudravena bandhushu rajya cha vikale nityam virudham mamatam jaru. The whole entire world, civilization's efforts, every human being, whatever is working, can be summarized in this one verse. Everyone's life story is this one verse, that's all. Every conditioned soul is foolishly simply trying to revolve around the subject given in this one verse. Whether you are going to school, college, doing a job, doing business, taking care of family, this, that, everything is for these 8 things. There is nothing beyond these 8 things. All of us are associated with, have sambandh with, have connection, have relationship with these 8 things. And we are under the foolish illusion that a relationship with these 8 can give me happiness. That is our foolish expectation. What are these 8 things? Atma. Atma is body. Jaya, wife. Sutta, children. Agara, house. Pashu. Pashu is animals. And Prabhupada said, vehicles in previous ages were animals. So horses. The number of horses you had was an estimate of your status. And the breed of the horses. Right? If you are high class, you had Arabian horses. If you are not high class, you had donkeys. You know, so. Like that. So Prabhupada said, now horses replaced by horsepower. That is vehicles. Pashu, so different types of vehicles. Different kinds of, you know, status symbols. Dravina, money. Bandhushu, relatives, family, how to keep them happy and satisfied. Rajye is a whole kingdom or control, area of control or career. That's it. These 8. Nothing else outside these 8. Healthy body, good wife, children, children's education, children's future. You know, agar, house, small house, big house, super big house, palace, car, cars, mini cars, Mercedes, whatever. Dravina, money, more money. Share certificates, losing all the money, again gaining the money, going up and down. Bandhushu, pleasing the relatives, calling them for marriage, going to their marriage, doing this, doing that, and career. That's it. Finished. So we think relationship with these 8 will keep us happy. Therefore, conditioned soul is lost in his totally bewildered thinking. This is the perverted understanding of sambandha or relationship. We try to establish relationship with these eight and try to be happy. So therefore sambandha jnana is to realize that my expectation that these eight will give me pleasure is a bogus idea. And instead I must develop a relationship with Krishna. Therefore, right in the 10th canto, Krishna reveals to the pastime of Utana, Padhyam Bhakta Hridhyam Vandyabhyam Lokavantitehi Amdam Yatyam Samakramya Bhagavan Apitat Sanam. Krishna gave of Utana the position of mother in the spiritual world. Padhyam Bhakta Hridhyam, those lotus feet which are the object of meditation of the great devotees, the greatest of demigods. Vandyabhyam Lokavanditaihi, which is worshipped by all the great souls and personalities. Angam Yasyah Samakramya, with those lotus feet, Krishna was embracing Putana's horrible form. So Krishna's soft, tender, delicate lotus feet was giving unlimited mercy to the demons. Bhagavan Apitat Sanam, and Krishna was drinking the milk of that Putana. Although she had come to offer Krishna poison, but because she decided to have some sambandha, some relationship with Krishna, although highly offensive, negative, but some relationship. So Krishna is saying better to have some negative indirect relationship with me, rather than having perfect relationship with all the material eight subjects and having no relationship with me. Even if you have a tinge of a relationship with me, I will pull you closely. Therefore, the first demon Krishna kills is Putana, which is like an advertisement that if you have relationship with me even a little bit, even in this fashion, just see what I can do. Just imagine. If a university, you know, advertises that all you have to do to get a gold medalist, come and sit for the exam. Someone who has never attended any lectures, failed all the internal exams, just comes and sits in the exam, goes away in 5 minutes in exam, gets gold medal. How many will enroll for that university? All of India will come there. So that is the situation. There was so much discussion about what should be done with those who, you know, threw bomb on the parliament, right, whether they should be hanged, non-hanged. So just imagine, if a terrorist who is throwing bomb on the parliament is made prime minister. Can that be imagined? But that's what Putana did. Putana tried to kill Krishna, and Krishna said, no problem, you become my mother in the spiritual world. So therefore, that mercy, that level of mercy is unimaginable. So therefore, our expectations on the material front have to be replaced with expectations of trying to please and serve Krishna. Expectations cannot be changed. It cannot be removed. But they have to be translated in another sense. Therefore, like I remember when I was in IIT, one of my friends tried to commit suicide. And I said, why? What happened? He said, I always used to get gold medal, but I got a silver medal. I said, so what? I used to got a silver medal. So many people in India, they have not even entered IIT. And after entering, you got a silver medal, you are trying to commit. No, my expectations are very high. But luckily he escaped, because the rope broke. That's one good thing in India many times. Sometimes the rope is duplicate quality and not survive. I know few people who survived because rat poison was also adulterated. And one friend of mine survived because he went on the railway track to die, but the train was late. Therefore, Mera Bharat Mahan. So, what is the real expectation one must have is a relationship with Krishna. That's key. That's like, you know, something which is very important. I was asking one gentleman, I was telling the story the other day, come to the temple. He said, no, I go to a discotheque, the beach discotheque, the RGs. I said, our temple is also RGs. What is that? Radha Gopina. So he came to the temple. And then he started dancing in the kirtan. He said, he told me, I have one question. What? Why men and women separate? In RGs, they are all together. He said, don't worry. Still it will be nice. You dance. And he asked me, how long? I said, no problem. This will go on 2 hours. And he asked me, how much? I said, how much? Free. Everything is free. I thought Prahlad Narayan asked question in 7th temple. Which is costlier, going to hell or going back to Godhead? So going to hell means you have to eat meat, which is costly. You have to drink wine, which costs a lot of money. You have to gamble, which needs money. You need to have illicit sex, which also costs money. Going back to Godhead, you come to satsang, which is free. Katha is free. Prasad is free. Kirtan is free. Everything is free. Still people say, why should I come to Hare Krishna? You want to go to hell, who can stop you? So otherwise, you can see the package is so simple. So then after the program, he came down and you know, he was standing in the prasadam line and he got his wallet. I said, why are you taking out the wallet? For the food. I said, this is free. He said, my God. There for dancing they charge me 200 rupees, for eating they charge me another 200 rupees. I am only going to come here now. So that's what I have been telling you for a long time. So therefore people have so many expectations. One friend of mine, he was in America. He said, my God, I was marrying this, you know, I was trying to teach my son manners, but the teaching in school is your father tries to, you know, beat you or something, call the cop. So I tried to discipline him, I was trying to shout at him and he would threaten me, I called the cop dad. This is too much. I'm having a lot of difficulty. So then I took a flight and came to India with my son. And the Bombay airport he started making tantrum. I wonder, I said, hey man, now I'm in the home ground. And he said, I'll call the cop. I said, call his father also. I was telling the other day, one friend, he went to London. He told me, Bombay is so crowded, you know. Bombay is so crowded. The buses are so crowded. He went to London because everything is so nice and empty. He was on the buses and someone attacked him because the buses were empty. And no one was there. So the cop said, don't worry, we have a camera in the bus which has taken a picture of who has attacked you. You know, so they take cameras because the buses are empty. People get mugged. Therefore, to capture the picture, they have these cameras. India, if you put the camera, first thing they steal the camera. So whether you're here or there, problem will not change. So therefore, Bhagavatam says, Shrutam cha drishtava dushtam sparda asuya atyadehi bhuvantaraya kamatvat krishiva chapi nishpalam. If I have a problem here in Bangalore and I think if I go to Bombay everything will be alright, then that is a foolish proposal. If I say in Bombay I am having problem, I should go to Israel, and that is also another problem. If someone is in Israel and he thinks like I should go to New York, anywhere you go, the misery follows like a shadow. You can't jump from your shadow. Shadow follows you. Therefore, that is a false expectation. Shrutam cha means drishtava dushtam. If I have seen a certain range of miseries in my experience so far in life, even if I go to another location, the same experience of miseries will be there. Maybe in a different flavor, that's all. Shrutam cha drishtavat dushtam. Drishtavat means what I have experienced and seen. So therefore people keep changing jobs, keep changing cities, keep changing locations. Nowadays they keep changing wives and husbands, keep changing, you know, cars and mobiles and this and that, and they think this change will make me happy. Therefore the real experience of happiness is if we have an expectation to serve the Supreme Lord and have a relationship with Him. So Krishna is advertising through the Putana pastime. Just see how much I can give to someone whose intent was wrong and whose offering was poisonous. Still I offered so much. So why are you going here and there? Millions of wives have established relationship with material objects, material paraphernalia, with other personalities. But you are not so far, you know, happy and joyful. So this lifetime, why don't you try establishing a relationship with me and see the difference? Therefore, one can really be happy when we lead a life based on these two principles, gratitude and service attitude. These two things can make us really happy. So the expectation is the first thing. Second is success. The idea of success. Real idea of success. Yes. So many times people feel success means achievements, what we get, what we achieve, what we have. Right? But these achievements keep changing all the time. We cannot say that, you know, now that I have achieved this, I am happy. So everyone must remember that the achievements of this world are temporary. And if achievements could make anyone happy, then all the top, the richest people in the world would be happy with what they have. That's not the case. So therefore, in the Shastras, two kinds of things are described. Abhyuday and Nishreyas. Abhyuday is achievements, Nishreyas is the experience. So it is the experience we are looking for, not the external achievements. Hiranyakashipu and everything. Kaitam nirvitakako ekarar vishyam priyam yathopadrosham bhunjano natrikyat ajitendriya. Hiranyakashipu had as many sense objects as anyone could imagine. But Bhagavatam describes he was not atripya, totally dissatisfied. Why? Ajitendriya, because senses have not been controlled. So therefore, what is success? Success is not just something external, but a certain kind of discipline and the sense of what your goals and principles in life are. It's not just what you achieve, but what you also learn and what your principles are. What is your true guiding principles in life? As Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, Raga Dvesha Vimuktaistu Vishayam Indriyaischaram Atmavashe Vidhyatma Prasadam Adigachati. Atmavashe Vidhyatma Prasadam Adigachati. That giving up attachment and aversion, one must lead a life based on following the principles of freedom. I was in Seattle giving a talk and I asked the people, why there are so many Indians, there are 50,000-60,000 Indians in one city. And they said, well, it's a fact that all over the world, for the software industry, people prefer Indians. So why? Because, you know, in America they grow up with so much of comfort, none of the youth are used to solving problems. They grow up in problem-free society, in a sense everything works, clockwork precision. You know, the machines are so technologically advanced, systems are in place, the roads and the vehicles and this and that, everything is super smooth. But in India, people grow up with so many problems. So therefore they are used to problems. Like fan may be there but power cut. So fan is there but no use. Air conditioner is there but 6 hours of the day there is no power. Tap is there but no water. You know, many times water doesn't come and you switch on the tap, only sound comes. The sound comes and then few droplets come, then some elements of the 84 like species come out, and then if you're lucky, then the water comes. So many times things like that happen, problems are faced, and people are used to dealing with problems. I was on a train, second class compartment, and the fan was not working. There was an American devotee with me from New York, and a gentleman sitting in front of me, when he saw that fan is not working, he took out his comb. You know, everyone knows that in India. So he immediately took out his comb and then started moving the fan, switch on and off, and the fan started moving. And this New York devotee said, "I have to take a picture of this." This camera. And he said, "My God, this is awesome. This is awesome. What is this?" I said, "This is traditional Indian technology." So everyone used to this problem in India. They can deal with it. In Africa, sometimes traffic jam goes for 6 to 8 hours. You know? So they set up a whole, there is a shopping mall in the traffic jam. People sell everything from pins to refrigerators. So when there are problems, you are used to dealing with problems for a long period of time, you become kind of patient. So therefore, when you are dealing with a certain situation, you also land up learning certain attitudes. That become part of your life. So one should not think of success only in terms of just external achievements. But the ultimate success is to develop qualities, intrinsic qualities. Tadikshava Karunika Suhurda Sarvadehina Ajata Sattva Shanta Sadhavo Sadhu Bhushan. A successful warrior is one who is awarded, who fights the battle with great bravery and is awarded by God. So when we fight against Maya, then Krishna awards us with the medals of victory, the Paramveer Chakra. And what is that? Sadhu Bhushanam. Bhushanam means medal. The medals of divine qualities are awarded. We cannot purchase those qualities. We cannot forcibly get those qualities. We cannot artificially imitate those qualities. They are awarded as the government awards to a brave soldier. Tikshava, tolerance, karmika, compassion, suhurda sarvadehinam, friends to all living beings. Ajatashatra, being, you know, not an enemy to anyone. Shantaha. So therefore, these are some of the qualities which one develops. Amitradhajato likhitekta paikar manakichu smaranena hoy. Na dekhiye nayane na suniye shravane sabu likhi ebar avismay. Savirat Goswami is describing. Amitradhajato, I am so old, my hands are trembling. Likhite kapayakar, my hands are trembling at the age of 95, writing and composing. Chaitanya Charitamrita. Manakichu smaranena hoy. And I cannot remember anything in my mind. Na dekhiye nayane na suniye shravane. With my eyes I cannot see anything, with my ears I cannot hear anything. Prabhu likhi evara vismay. Still I am writing, which is a very astonishing fact. So at the age of 95 he is performing service for the Vaishnavas, for the pleasure of the devotees. So you can imagine, sometimes at youth we think, when will I retire? So there is no retirement age in service to Krishna. Chaitanya Lila Ratnasa Swarupera Banda Teho Khyula Raguna Tera Kante Taha Kichu Ye Shunilo Ta Iha Vistarilu Bhakta Dana Dilu Ehi Bhete. Chaitanya Lila Ratnasa. Chaitanya Lila is like an ocean of precious jewels. Swarupera Banda, and it was in the storehouse of Swarup Damodar Goswami. And Swarup Damodar Goswami took some jewels and placed it in the throat of Das Goswami. And that Goswami spoke for many, many days and months on the banks of Radha Kund. Taha kichu ye sunilo taha inha vistarilo. And therefore Kaviraj Goswami was in that assembly of exalted Vaishnavas. And he heard Chaitanya Charitamrita being spoken by the great Raghunath Das Goswami. Taha kichu ye sunilo taha inha vistarilo. Whatever I heard, Taha inha vistarilo, that I am repeating here. Bhakta gana bilu ehi bhete, as a gift to the devotees. Therefore, the real success is not what you gather, what you achieve, what you grab. Real success is what you give selflessly. So selfless service is the real parameter of success. As Krishna explains to his friends in the 10th canto, showing the trees of Vrindavan, Pashyadetan Mahabhagan Parasekanta Jeevitan Vatvarsha Prapahimam Sahanto Varayantina Vrindavan Vrindavan. My dear friends, look at these trees. Pashyadetan Mahabhagan, they are great souls. Why? Parasekanta Jeevitan, they have dedicated their life for the selfless service of others. Vata Varsha Atama Himan, they tolerate rains, thunderstorms, hot climate, rainfall, all kinds of external weather problems, but they give others relief. On a hot day they are sitting under the tree. We feel comfortable but we don't realize what the tree is going through. Vata Varsha Atama Himan Sahantaro, they tolerate Dehinam iha dehishu, to be a humble, selfless servant of others. Prane arte dhya, with life, with wealth, with intelligence, with vacha, with words, shriya. If we can do good for others, that is real success. And this verse comes, this section of Krishna glorifying the trees of Vrindavan, just comes before the section. The next chapter is Krishna dealing with the Brahmanas, Yajit Brahmanas. Krishna's servants go to the Yajit Brahmanas, he was offering, and they say, no, not yet over. Yajya is not over, get lost. So Krishna is trying to give a message. Better to be a selfless, low-born tree than to be a selfish, high-born Brahmana. So someone may say, oh, tree is low born, Brahmana high born. Who is successful? Krishna is saying tree is successful because it's selfless. And the chapter following Brahmana, the Brahmanas are not demigods on earth. So then after humbling the demigods on earth, Krishna humbled the demigod in heaven. The next chapter is Govardhan Leela. And again Indra was selfish. So Krishna is saying, I don't care a damn for a selfish demigod of the heaven and the selfish demigods on earth, Brahmanas, but I would rather rate the trees to be higher than all of them because they are selfless. That is success. So someone may think, being Indra, being the controller of heaven is success. Krishna says, foolishness. Not in my rating system. Not according to me. Therefore, if you go and read Krishna book, these come one after another. Krishna glorifying the trees, immediately Krishna reading with the Brahmanas and immediately Govardhan Puja. Then Krishna has very clearly defined what real success is like that. So therefore this is the second principle of success. Expectation, success, trees, comparison. Everyone has different parameters for comparison. The donkey is called Vaishakhanandan. So it may appear to be a very melodious name. What is Vaishakhanam, sir? Vaishak means summer. Nandan means one who becomes happy. Donkey is an animal who becomes happy in the summer season in Vrindavan. In Vrindavan it is so hot. Govardhan is one of the hottest places on the planet Earth. It goes up to 57 degrees sometimes in summer season. And the donkey is very happy. Why? When he eats the grass, the donkey turns around and sees that the whole landscape is dry and no grass. The donkey thinks, I have eaten all the grass. I have consumed all the grass. So he gets a sense of achievement. And the donkey thinks, I have eaten everything. Just see my power. So he is very happy in summer season. He eats 4 or 5 pieces of grass and looks around and he thinks that all that grass which is not there has been eaten by me. In rainy season the landscape is all green. The donkey eats 10 times more in rainy season, but looks around, it is still green, he becomes depressed. Thinks, I am not able to do anything. I am not able to achieve anything. So it's all a very relative phenomena. And people become really affected by the sense of comparison. And the classic patient, you know, the classic person who got affected was Duryodhana. Duryodhana was always comparing, and that was his biggest problem. And because of that comparison, he could not even sleep at night. In a big, huge palace, the most comfortable, softest beds, after having eaten the most delicious dinner, Duryodhana had sleepless nights. Why? He was constantly comparing. So this one disease can destroy all our peace. So where is the question of happiness when we are bitten by the bug of comparison? Impossible. Just like we should realize that a fern tree and a bamboo tree are different. Fern tree grows up immediately, bamboo tree grows gradually. So if you see in the first 5 years, bamboo tree will not be there anywhere in the picture. Fern tree has already grown 15 feet. But then, after 7 years, 8 years, then the bamboo tree grows up and it overshoots. Both are unique. You cannot compare. There was a speaker's training program and the trainer was teaching people how to give public speeches. Delegates had come from different places and this trainer was telling, the most important part of the speech is the beginning. Understand? And the beginning must be dramatic. Like, the best year of my life I have spent in the arms of a woman who was not my wife. What is he saying? And he said, and that woman was my mother. And everyone said, wow, that's an interesting way to begin. So one fellow went to his village and he called his village, hey, come together. Now I am a trained public speaker, okay? And they got together and this fellow's mother was so shaking because it was his first public speech. He didn't know how it would go. I said, so, are you afraid? The best years of my life I spent it around the woman who is not my wife. And then he forgot. Because the girl was his wife. And he was thinking and thinking and thinking, and then he waited for 20 seconds and he said, and I can't remember who she was. So what works for one does not work for another. No point comparing. Each one has been made in a certain unique way. Krishna doesn't say, my dear Arjuna, offer me leaf, flower, fruit and water which you don't have. You know, get from somewhere, beg, borrow, steal and then offer it to me. No, what you have, you offer. So whatever qualities we have, whatever strengths we have, we should use that in Krishna's service. And we should not gain too much anxiety about something which is beyond our capacity. So comparison is another interesting cause of love and happiness. Fourth is appreciation. We should appreciate what has been given to us. Appreciation, A for appreciation. Very important. So when we appreciate the small things, like for example, you know, we have been given vision. Do we appreciate that? It is so complex. Just the process of seeing is so complex. We can't hope to have it by our own powers. Do we appreciate that we have been given a body which has all these functions that we think we can perform so many activities? Appreciate. Prabhupada tells the story of a beggar who went to the house of a lady. Give me something, give me something. And the lady came out and gave a lot of ash from inside the sigiri, you know. Sigiri generates ash. Take it. And he put it in his cloth. And he told the lady, "Thank you. I will come tomorrow again." She said, "Nonsense. I gave you so much of ash. Why will you come again?" And he said, "At least today you have begun the process of giving. Today you are giving ash, tomorrow you will give cash." So I appreciate that you are giving. What is the problem? So we appreciate. Prataputra Maharaj, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected him. He just said, "I won't give you darshan. Why is Vishay? He's subordinate Ramananda Rai for unlimited mercy." Ramananda Rai was minister, governor. Prataputra Maharaj was the king. Subordinate got mercy. And Prataputra Maharaj, the king, was supposed to be the superior. He was rejected. So it was a very difficult situation. And he was again and again attempting to meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu rejected him. Finally, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu agreed to receive the vastra, you know, cloth. So therefore Mahaprabhu took his cloth and gave it to Sarvam Bhattacharya to give it to Prataputra Maharaj. So just imagine, if you have been, you know, waiting for prasadam for a long time, for 2 hours, and someone, you know, after 2 hours someone comes and just gives you a piece of paper. And you say, "What is that?" "The menu for you." "That's fine. Where is the prasad?" "Because you have this. After another 2 hours, you will see." Will you be happy? So, after so long, he has been waiting for Mahaprabhu, and then Mahaprabhu sends him a piece of cloth. Another devotee are getting embraced. South India, so many people have been made pure devotees. But what was Prataputra Maharaj's response? "Vastrapanya radar hoila anandikaman prabhurupa parikare vastrena pujan." Vastrapanya, having received vastra, radar hoila anandikaman. He became extremely happy. "Prabhurupa parikare vastrena pujan." He worshipped that vastra as if it was God. He appreciated what he has received. That is the great requirement. When we get a little, we should appreciate and we will get more. If you are standing in a line for prasadam for 2 hours, then you actually come to the, you know, counter. What do you get in the counter first? Plate. Is it full plate? An empty plate. So if someone gets the plate, that, "What is this? I have been standing 2 hours after that, I am getting an empty plate. I don't want this." So Baba, walk 2 steps, you'll get something more. So you have to have patience, right? So you get the plate, appreciate. Then you get rice. "What is it? Only rice? This is what I'm supposed to eat?" Go ahead. You get that also. "What is it? Only rice and now? Come on, go ahead." So you get your vegetable, your pakora, and your sweet. But for that, you have to be patient and follow the line. Not that when you come to the line, you just see the plate and go. So whatever you appreciate a little bit, then you will get more. So in Krishna consciousness, Krishna gives you service. It may be a simple service of sweeping 1 square feet. If you sweep that 1 square feet sincerely, properly, then Krishna will give you the next service. Never it has happened that someone has served sincerely and he has not been recognized. So it all depends on our attitude, how we serve. So the temple is meant for service. So when we come to the temple, we should serve. So I am engaged in preaching, but when I am in chaur party, I am doing so much different kinds of service. Like we do cooking, we do cleaning, all kinds of things. In the kitchen, in other areas. Because it is Krishna's temple. And therefore when we come to the temple, we leave aside all the parties. I am a businessman, I am a lawyer, I am an engineer and this. We are just Gopi Bharadur Padakamalayo Das Dasana Das. So we must not think what I can get from the temple, we must think what I can give to Krishna in the temple. So Pranay Arthir Dhyaya. Whatever I can offer, I must offer. I can offer my life, I should offer my life. I can offer my wealth, I should offer it. Should offer my intelligence, I should offer it. Vacha, words, I should. Whatever we can. So real pleasure comes in giving, not in paying. So therefore to the extent we are sincerely and honestly appreciating every opportunity to serve, we will get more opportunities. And if you take that opportunity for granted, you won't get further opportunities. So that appreciation is very important. Like that. So therefore, fifth principle is P for principles. Everyone has certain principles. And in the Krishna consciousness movement, we have the 4 regulatory principles. And Krishna says in Gita, that Trividam Narakasthaya Dwaram Nahiranatmana Kamam Krodham Tata Lobham Tasmat Eta Trayantaya. Lust, anger and greed. These 3 destroy the soul's consciousness, our consciousness. And therefore they are gates of hell. They are gates which lead to hell. So we should be principled and not indulge in any activity which will drag our consciousness down. So there is a famous story in Las Vegas. People think, what's wrong with gambling? So there is a Sunrise Hospital and people were, you know, Las Vegas is famous for gambling. Everyone is gambling, like whole group of tourists come mainly for gambling in the casinos. So in the Sunrise Hospital they found that so many people were dying in the hospital prematurely, and they found out how the nurses were gambling on the different patients who will depart first. They were putting money, and if they found that they were losing, they would switch off the life support system just to win. So people may think, oh, gambling is with my own money, what is the problem? But this is how, if we have a breach in ethics, ultimately it affects. So we cannot avoid those principles. So everyone wants to, you know, go ahead, defeat others, run up and reach the goal first. And therefore there is no question of principles. And there was a saying that if wealth is lost, nothing is lost. Health is lost, something is lost. If character is lost, everything is lost. But in Kali Yuga it is opposite. Character is lost, nothing is lost. Health is lost, something is lost. Wealth is lost, everything is lost. That's what I need to say. So therefore, principles are important, and Krishna is trying to establish through the Gita those principles. Like there is a hotel in Bombay, hotel president, 5-star. 5-star hotel means roti costs 120 rupees. You know. So many people want to eat there but can't because it's so expensive. So one thela wala selling patata vada. He set up a thela outside the hotel president and he called it hotel vice president. A long line of people. And what was his marketing? You can't afford president, at least come to vice president. What is the problem? So everyone is, you know, concerned about the status and position and going up and going high. And for that, any cost, no matter what, forget principles. And therefore the sixth principle is E, which stands for endurance. Endure difficulties with faith. Like that. So, we may have various problems, but we have to experience difficulties in any circumstance. We cannot avoid it. Matra Parshattu Kaunteya Shri Krishna Sukha Dukkhana Agama Apayano Anitya Tan Shikshasva. I had gone to Kolkata. I was on the way to IIT Kharagpur and there was a bung, Bengal bung. Bengal bung means they take it very seriously. So I was wondering how will I reach Kharagpur. They came to pick me up in an ambulance. In India, for every problem, there is a solution. And there were two American devotees with me. They got shocked to see the ambulance. Prabhu, why are we going in ambulance? I said, don't worry. Even if something happens, it will take us to the right place. They were even more scared. What do you mean? I said, don't worry. In India, bund means they can do anything on that day. But anyway, you're not the body. So we tried an ambulance. The ambulance began and there were people in the line, they would come with sticks trying to stop the vehicle and then the ambulance. And then I was sitting in front of the ambulance, so the combination of both vehicles. Then at a certain point, there was a big picketing. And they said, no matter what, Hare Krishna or ambulance or anything, stop. We want to see who's inside. So the devotee had been received with garland, you know, and after eating breakfast, he was sleeping in the back. So we still saw that, and we saw that. So we had difficulties, mild great obstacles. We were sitting in Prabhupada's ambulance, and the Hare Krishna mantra is going on. You pass on. So Prabhupada ki. Therefore, follow the six principles. E for expectation. S for success, T for comparison, appreciation principle, and endurance. And then your experience real happiness in life. Thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Jai Gopi Prema. Hare Krishna.